get into this, this being the first time I've presented the statements to you, wanted to make a couple things that...
Let me interrupt you real quick, because that mic is terrible. By the way, we have a new mic on order, but use it as like a Mr. Microphone.
It probably goes without saying, but just in case, these are your statements. They're not in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. They're not on a accrual basis. They're strictly as a management tool to provide you with basic information to answer general questions regarding where are we at the current moment. Obviously, at the end of the year, when we get ready to do the annual report, a lot more work goes into that. The finished product looks completely different. That being said, when you note something in the statements that you would like to see presented differently, or you would like to expand on, or in contrast, it's a report we don't use, we don't look at, you don't need to include it anymore, please feel free to let me know so that we can keep this a growing document, but also a useful document as months and years progress. That being said, I would like to draw your attention to a few highlighted items, and then as we go through, feel free to interrupt or ask me questions at the end, and we'll go from there. A couple items that you will note that I would like to point out. You'll go about halfway down on the revenue side. You'll see we did budget for the occupational tax a little over $2 million, and year-to-date you see we're not at half that amount to date. There are a few explanations for that, and then there's a lot more questions regarding that. We do know for some of those items the money was paid inadvertently to the county, and we're trying to track down those dollars that were diverted to the county when they should have come here and work with those taxpayers to make sure the money gets to where it needs to go. For the others, there are some that have partially paid, and we're working with those taxpayers to help them complete the returns accurately and get the additional amount that needs to be paid, whether it be misreading the form or computing a number incorrectly, whatever the case may be. We do know there's some out there. All of those individuals have been contacted as recently as the last 72 hours to make sure they know that we're still waiting on certain information from them. All together, we still estimate, and it is an estimate, but we estimate there's about 1,000 businesses out there that have not received their occupational license as of today. Our future plans include the possibility of sending out one more delinquency notice to those individuals and try through that effort to reduce the number that we actually have to contact one-on-one, which may include telephone calls, knocking on the doors, or at the ultimate end is actually going out and having an enforcement citation issued to identify those that have not paid to get them into pay. That's obviously last resort, but it's ultimately a possibility that we may have to pursue. Obviously, talking with most people and actually visiting them, make sure they understand that we're here, the occupational license needs to come through this office, is our number one priority. On the other revenues side, you'll notice down at the bottom, the building and permits, we budgeted a net. We should be recording a gross, so you'll see a significant variance there until we can capture that properly through a budget amendment. The other thing that I've done that's different this month is, if you'll notice on the right-hand column, you'll see letters A through P, which pulled out and identified some significant variances. And in the following pages, give you a very brief explanation as to what those variances are caused by. Some of them may be timing difference, some of them may be overestimating or underestimating a budget item, but for whatever the reason, you know, we've given you a little explanation there. At any point that doesn't feel sufficient to you, feel free to contact me. We can dive into those numbers a little bit more. And the last thing as far as the revenues that I would like to point out, deals with the franchise fees. We have been working with the utility and service providers that provide service to this area, and we suspect within the next 60 days that we'll have most of those starting to come in, the exception being Georgia Power, which will come in at the end of the year, as most of you are aware of. Down on the expenditures half of the page, one item that I would like to point out in addition to the explanations that are tabbed there is that this particular month of May actually included three payroll periods. So in the past, you usually see two because we do pay biweekly, but twice a year, you'll have three payroll periods hit books. Again, because these are cash basis, in other words, budget basis, we don't accrue on a 30 or 31 day period. We're actually hitting every 14 days, we'll hit a proportionate share to that line item. Going forward, if you find that an accrual basis is more efficient or better to understand, we can work with that. But for the time being, this seems to be what council has been asking for. Before I continue on to the other pages, is there questions regarding the first page?
One concern that I've got looking at our revenue is, and you touched on part of it, which is the business and occupational taxes, which is running about $1 million behind where we had hoped it would be. The other is that on top of that million, we were hoping to identify another $300,000 in previously missed business and occupational taxes. So we were looking not only to pick up what DeKalb was collecting, but to go knocking on doors and to find folks. And so we built in $1.3 million of additional revenue. And I guess I'm hoping we're going to put a lot of effort into finding those folks and staying on top of it till they pay.
And regarding that, I'd actually like to point out that that has occurred. We have identified a few hundred businesses out there already. That being said, those dollars have been lumped in and combined with the two lines above the regular occupational tax. If it is beneficial to the council, we can work on a month-to-month basis to split those two numbers, but as of right now, we're lumping them in on the one business line.
So, just to be clear, so the $1.1 million variance includes the $300,000 that we had originally budgeted?
No, the year-to-date actual of $935 includes the actual collections.
Right, there's no way to distinguish when money comes in which bucket it would have been from. So that makes sense. So the $935 is how much we've collected.
That's correct.
And we are about $1.4 million short of budget.
That is correct.
Okay.
Any other questions at this point, Denny? Chris, the dates of all your figures here, do they start on December 1st, or do they all start on January 1st?
These are all as of December 1st, but I believe the answer, and I'll have to get city manager to verify this, I believe the answer would be the same as of January 1st, in that we had no expenses here that were actually paid out in the month of December. Is that correct?
Sorry. The answer is that we have no cash out from December 1st till January 1st, but we accrued some expenses and some reimbursements that we made in January. So, yes, there were some expenses in December, but they weren't noted until January 4th. And, for example, the major ones are that we started paying the vendors December 1st for services. So, in January, we got their bill for December, and that will go on a yearly basis, so it's really 13 months of payments. The 12-month budget.
Okay. And so franchise fees, as I look at the year, the actual, I think that is the 2008 Georgia Power number right there. Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
Okay. Were there any other franchise fees from December 1 to December 31 that were collectible or that are outstanding?
Yes and yes. Atlanta Gas and Light and Comcast and Georgia Power, all those franchise fees are collectible. They have not come in yet. Atlanta Gas and Light is the one I suspect will be in next, and probably by the end of this month, based on conversations that I've had with them last week. And as recently as today, I got an update with Comcast that they anticipate getting us a payment retroactive to the date of incorporation by the end of July, and then monthly thereafter. They are finishing up getting everything logged into their system the way it needs to be in order to accurately account for those funds.
Okay, thank you. Shane?
I've got a question for you, Warren. And late April, we extended the no penalty time from April 30th until the end of May to give people a chance that may not have gotten a notice, a chance to pay without having to suffer a penalty. During that time, we were to advertise that we were going to be extending that period of time to make people aware of it publicly. Can you kind of recollect for the council how we did that, what we did? And my final thing is, do we need to do anything to assist you in making sure that we treat the businesses fairly going forward that may not have received notices even as of this date?
I'd have to do a little bit of additional research now off the top of my head on all the methodology that we used in notifying the businesses. The cost of sending out a mailer to all the businesses at that time was prohibitive, so we did put it on our website and then spread the word through some other sources, but I can get back with you to exactly all the steps we took to notify folks. And we did have some success. Actually, our revenue during that time period actually went backwards a little bit because of some of the refunds that we gave out and then folks coming in. That we did go ahead and waive all those penalties. So we did get some payments during that time period, not as much as we had hoped for. But I can get back with you on the details of exactly what steps we took since it's been a few months. And then lastly, I have to give a little bit more thought to that as well as to anything that we can change on the council side as to how we can be a little bit more business friendly. So I can get back with you on that. One of the things that we are in the very preliminary stages of now is trying to take a look overall at the business license ordinance that we've inherited from DeKalb and try and come up with more of a best practice model so that we can implement that in time for 2010 business license renewal.
I want to commend you for sending the open records request to the county to see who they've collected from, just to make sure that they have not collected some of the family residents and not reimbursed us for it.
Okay, any other questions for Chris before we continue?
Right. Now, if there's any other questions between page 2 and page 11, feel free to ask. But page 11 is where I'd like to jump to next to kind of point out another flaw, if you will, with cash basis statements. And that deals more of timing issues. Because these statements are dated May 31st and they include all disbursements through May 31st, there's, from time to time, going to be items which were due and incurred as of that time, but not paid until the following period. For example, most of the items that we pay for today are net 30. We may get the bill one day, we may pay for it a month later. That being said, you'll notice if you go down to the last item of purchase services within that department, you'll see year-to-date expenditures for the police department as of May 31st is only $4,600. Based on public comment and council's comments, I think it's fairly obvious that our police cars are out on the street. They are driving the roads. And, you know, if you look at the number, clearly something should trigger in your mind, hey, this number's probably not right. And this was an example of just a timing issue.
You're talking about gasoline.
Gasoline, that is correct. So there's always going to be a little difference between your budget and where you're actually at and what's being presented as actual. Last week I signed off on a payment request that would cover gas expenditures over $20,000, which is going to make next month look like they incurred a lot more expense than what they really have. But again, there's a timing issue that's going to go from period to period, just like there was with the salaries having three periods in this month, whereas normally it will be only two. So just wanted to kind of kind of point that item out. And I believe, let me flip through the remainder of these pages, but I think that's all the items that I wanted to point out specifically to you. But of course, I want to make sure you understand these are your statements. If you have questions, you need something modified, by all means, let me or my staff know. We'll make sure to accommodate you, our customer, in getting these statements to you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Any other questions for Chris right now? Yes, Robert.
Yeah, Chris, first of all, thank you for annotating this. That was really helpful, and that's a wonderful addition to these. What would also be a nice addition, on this front sheet, you've given us six columns, and they include the current month actual and current month budget. If we could have those same six columns throughout the report, I think it would help us review the individual line items. I don't know if you have that detail, but if it's something you've got and could add those columns, I think that would be helpful.
It'll be done.
Super, thank you.
Any other questions, Jeff? Yes, Chris, just one other question, and maybe you and Warren can get together on this. I'm always concerned about money. Can you give us a rough how it goes it through May 31st?
I think the rough how it goes it is, we knew at the beginning it would be a let's look and see approach. Take the best estimate that we have. I hate to say guess, but in some cases they were guesses. And put them out there and let's see how they go. I think year to date it's an indication that there are some things we underestimated and there are some things that we've overestimated. Overall, I feel that we are in a good position. I don't think there's a windfall of revenue coming in, and I don't think there's a significant shortage that we never anticipated having to incur. But I do think the mix of where we get to the end game is going to be different than we originally anticipated and budgeted back as of December 1st.
Any other questions? Yes, John.
Maybe yourself or Richard could give us an update as far as capital outlays and capital improvements, which have been budgeted but really haven't come online yet. Is there anything that you can tell us as far as that's concerned? How are we doing? Do we have plans to spend the money in which we have allocated, for example, for the new school?
I do know in my long tenure of 2 weeks here that discussion has taken place, but the details I'm not aware of, so I would like to let Warren or Richard address that.
I want to make sure I know what the question is. Sorry about that. I think if I understood the question, was basically the big picture of the public works spending seems to be behind where you hope it would be at this point.
Yeah, just an overview on that aspect would be helpful.
Okay. And one of the things is also from an accounting perspective, and some of it's a little bit weather related as well. Obviously, in the good weather, we do a lot more work than we're able to do in the poor weather. So I think the two factors that are going into this, one is that as the weather improved in April, we started cranking up our operations and expenditures have started to rise. The second aspect of it is from a billing mechanism standpoint. As you know, the way we set up the budget is that we pay Lowe's a set fee divided by 13 for the professional services, and that's the staff that we have that's dedicated to the city of Dunwoody. In addition to that, what we did is we set up individual line items for the different maintenance and improvement activities. The way that is working right now is that Lewis is supervising that work with our various subcontractors. Those subcontractors are billing through Lowe's with no markup to the city, and then we're making payout through the contract, so the payment is done once a month as opposed to as the bill comes in, net 30. So the May financial, I need to review it a little bit more carefully and get back with you on a firm answer, but I don't believe that it reflects the entirety of all the expenses that we incurred within the month, and you'll start to see that number rise pretty rapidly in the next month or so. As for the capital projects, we do have one that's included within Public Works' budget and one included within the community development budget. We've got $300,000 allocated for capital Public Works that we have not expended yet because we don't have a project to expend those funds on that's been identified at this point, and that's for a major capital. Obviously, we have a host of infrastructure issues to deal with. We don't have a shortage of work.
And then on the community development side, there's $200,000 for the T grant, and that at this point is just in the process of bringing on the design and engineering to get that project kicked off probably the next 30, 60 days. But I'll get back with you exactly on where we are year to date on the public works spending, because I think the figures are a little bit misleading.
I understand, but then it sounds like we do still have the $300,000 capital improvement pot of money, which has really not been touched or not been allocated for capital improvements if the community were to look at something.
Correct, other than we know that we do have the outlay for the new school that we discussed. The estimated of right now at $18,000 that was going to come out of that money. And we still have, I know we had one speed traffic calming issue that we hadn't, that it's going to come before the council, which is about $12,000. I mean, these are items that are kind of in the works. We haven't come before council with
them. I understand.
I will answer with the public works budget, like Warren said. And there was an issue with our sub. We held billing. We had some issues from our April bill with our sub that we didn't submit it to the city yet. And so, really, this does not reflect our work in April or in May from our subcontractor, because those bills have not hit the city. Those April and May bills from our subcontractor will hit in June, and it is, I know that's about $100,000 or a little bit over $100,000 in worth of work. So there's been a significant amount of work that's not reflected in these yet because of issues. We're not submitting the bill to the city until our sub gives us a bill that we can submit to the city.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. Can I follow up on that? You mentioned the $12,000 for the speed calming devices. Is that a total number, or is that per?
That's for that one neighborhood that was, we're anticipating for that one neighborhood that has the petition in that we have, we're getting ready to come back to council with
that's
that.
That's three a hump?
I think it was two a hump, 2,000. Okay. Although we're looking even to reduce that. We're looking at options to even bring that down, but we're estimating 2,000 speed up for six speed humps in that one neighborhood that has an outstanding petition.
Okay, I just one comment on that, to the council on that issue. As we go down the line here, you know, every citizen has the same right. It's not just one street. Anybody can come forth. We're going to have to take a good look at how we are going to be able to cover the cost of speed bumps down the future. The way DeKalb County, you know, $25 a year on your taxes is not going to be enough to recover so that we could cover others that wanted the same service. So we're going to have to wrestle with how we're going to recover that from the citizens that live on that street.
I agree with you. And I'd go ahead and make a request to Warren or Sharon, could you put that on our next work session?
Thank you, Tony.
Any other questions for Chris? All right, thanks, sir. Welcome aboard. All right, discussion of Domini and does anybody have any internal discussion for me on financials? Nobody can.